The deal allowed Lewis to plead guilty to a lesser misdemeanor charge in exchange for testifying against co-defendants Pat Reed and her ex-husband, Tony Pope. Lewis would also receive 12 months probation instead of jail time. Judge Becker sentenced Reed and Pope to 15 and 8 years in prison, respectively, but she rejected Lewis's plea and sentenced him to a year in prison. Lewis's attorney, Michael Brown, was surprised. He says Judge Becker agreed to the terms of the plea deal before sentencing.
We think that when the district attorney said that she would accept the recommendation and the judge didn't challenge that, that confirmed everyone's understanding that she would accept the recommendation. So we are disappointed.
But Atlanta criminal attorney Steve Sadow says the agreement had a reservation clause that said Lewis's testimony had to be truthful.
The judge, upon hearing his testimony and at the time of sentencing, said, "I don't think you have been truthful, and therefore I am not bound to follow the recommendation that has been agreed to by the parties and presented to the court."
Now it's unclear when the case will wrap up. Brown is appealing Judge Becker's decision. Again, Steve Sadow.
The Court of Appeals is going to be looking to see whether or not it was clear to the defendant, to Crawford Lewis, that his 12 months probation was not a done deal, that there was a caveat being truthfulness.
But Brown says it will be about 60 days before the court decides whether to hear the appeal, and then...
We think if they grant it, the overall resolution could take at least a year for the court to make a decision.
Until then, Lewis is out on bond, waiting. DeKalb District Attorney Robert James had no comment on the case. Martha Dalton, WABE News.